Good afternoon. We will continue to enjoy a decent amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds through the afternoon as a low pressure center in southern Canada continues to spin. On the southern side of that low, a strong jet stream pushing winds down to the surface at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. We add a little bit of a chill to the air. Still, temperatures will reach the upper 50s and lower 60s by mid to late afternoon. There will be a couple of scattered sprinkles or showers across the high peaks in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains for the second half of the day today. High pressure will tend to build in tonight and the wind will relax a bit. Temperatures will drop off into the upper 30s and lower 40s on average under mostly clear skies. That same high pressure will dominate the weather through the day tomorrow, keeping it dry with a good amount of sunshine. Highs will reach to about 60 once again with less wind. A disturbance currently in the middle of the country will track toward the Ohio Valley and eventually off the mid-Atlantic coast south of Long Island Friday night and Saturday morning. On this track, clouds will enter interior New York and New England Friday evening, remain in place overnight, and linger into Saturday morning. There's even a chance of showers as far north as the lower Hudson Valley and coastal New England. Any deviation from this current track to the north would push showers closer to the I-90 corridor, but right now it looks like interior New York and New England will stay mainly dry through Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon, as the system departs off the East Coast, we'll have a return to sunshine with high pressure in control, and highs will be in the middle to upper 50s. That high pressure center will dominate on Sunday, bringing us brilliant sunshine all day long, with highs pushing into the lower 60s. Then around the backside of the high pressure center early next week, highs will push into the middle 60s on Monday, and even into the 70s on Tuesday, although getting this milder air in place will also produce a few clouds and showers for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, continues to issue advisories on Super Typhoon Vongfang, which is located south of Okinawa. The typhoon has made a turn toward the north and northwest and will continue to head toward Okinawa over the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are now 155 miles per hour, with gusts to 195 miles per hour. Gradual weakening is expected as the typhoon heads towards Okinawa, with arrival time being sometime on Saturday. The typhoon is expected to continue to weaken as it heads toward mainland Japan by the end of the weekend and early next week before dissipating out over the open ocean sometime midweek next week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Langdon, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon in New York City, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 60s. In Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid 60s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and quite breezy, with temperatures holding in the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 63 degrees, the average low 42, the record high 83 set in 1949, and the record low 27 in 2001. Sunrise this morning was at 7:01 a.m., sunset this evening 6:23 p.m., 11 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered sprinkle or shower across the mountains, breezy with highs in the middle to upper 50s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy, with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Mostly clear and cool tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds near 60. Clouds to start the day Saturday south of I-90, mostly sunny skies everywhere in the afternoon, middle to upper 50s. Sunny on Sunday in the lower 60s. Mid-60s on Monday with a shower possible, otherwise partly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday into the 70s, and back into the 60s with a chance of showers on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.